G'day everyone. We're back here on Channel 9 over in Building 20, and I've got Rory Blythe here, Barry Givens from the CRM team, and it's me, Phil Richardson, and I'm doing Rory's job now.
The only responsibility I have has been taken away from me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to throw us in. It sounded like fun.
It is fun.
Very different from my day-to-day labor inside the little mine that they put me down and work on. So we're going to talk about reporting in CRM. We've talked about some CRM stuff already. And some other videos with Rory and Praveen, who was here earlier, and Charles. So Barry's going to tell us a lot about CRM and if we get off reporting, we can talk about other cool stuff that Barry's working on as well.
Oh, I don't think I'm allowed to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, there is some secret stuff we can't talk about. That's true. That's true.
Like maybe I can talk about it.
That's true, but we wouldn't tell you. So
I'll whisper it, and then you can. You can blab.
Put you in a box somewhere. You told you.
So I work on reporting in CRM, among other things, and it's a pretty easy job because most of the work is done by the SQL guys. So SQLAS, SQL, the whole BI team, a reporting services team, and performance points. So they actually do a lot of the really difficult work around figuring out how to lay out reports and how to store them and that kind of thing. We just consume them. So what we've got here with the CRM product is an integration with SRS. So we've got
tell us what SRS is, Barry. I say that all the time. Everyone looks at me blankly. Yeah.
I live in that world now, so I don't even think about it. So SQL Reporting Services, I don't know if you're familiar with them already, that's report storage, report rendering.
I'll do the blank look myself.
SRS. You've got to have done a video on SRS.
You haven't done a video on SRS.
I'm doing one now, aren't I?
That's really one of the points here, too, is that our reporting story for CRM isn't really a CRM reporting story. It's really an all-out Microsoft BI story. So a lot of our competitors have, some specialized BI tools that they build for CRM. We don't need to do that. We've got a great set of tools on the development side for presentation, for analysis that we can just consume and use along with our solutions. So it makes it, like I said, makes my job really easy.
Cool.
Yeah. So when we think about reports in CRM, there's a bunch of different ways to think about the data that's in CRM. We think about people who are using the product, like the executive, the people who are making the decision to buy CRM, they're writing the check. And a lot of times they want to see something like a dashboard. I don't want to show any dashboards today because everybody knows what those look like. But they'll take a look at a dashboard, and a lot of that data is coming out of a CRM system, and that's great. Performance Point takes care of that. You can hook up Performance Point to something like a data cube. It's running on CRM data. For end users, though, they're typically either in the dark on the data in the system because nobody wants to write a report for them. Nobody cares.
I used to make a lot of money on that.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. I was talking to a customer of ours a few months back, and he said about a third of the requests coming into his IT department were for report writing. He couldn't keep up with them, and it was, so he's got to triage these requests, and so some people aren't getting their data, right?
And one nice thing just to mention what we talked about before is, when we build that entity, for example, and we set the row-level permissions on that entity, well, the reports that you get out that go to our SQL layer to access it, so you don't go to that web services, you go to the SQL layer, we only make sure you get records back from that SQL layer that you have access to. Normally, you throw everything to the warehouse and you just throw away the security model. It's like, it's all gone now. We take care of that, and because we store the authorization information also in SQL, is we can essentially join to that, make these really cool views that you only have access to, and then that presents that back. So if you went to, say, a list of those video entities that we talked about before and you could only see 100 of them, for example, but there's 1 million in the system, when you go and do a select star from filtered video, you'll only get 100 records back. You don't have knowledge of those other records. So it's super important around, permissions and that kind of stuff.
We should take a look at it.
Yeah, we should take a look.
It sounds kind of esoteric otherwise. So we've got a list of reports that are in the system. These are just some reports that we ship with the product. You can add new reports. You can go out and do what you used to do and go into something like BI Studio, write a report, and upload it. I can do that here just by clicking New. I'll choose to upload an existing file. I've got some RDLs here, this workflow stage process report, so we can actually do reports on the workflow that we create, which is
pretty cool.
And RDL's
the report definition language, right? It's the reporting services standard, right?
So we'll save that, and then I can run this report. Pops up in the SQL Viewer, and this is just a random sort of report that I built in about 10 minutes using BI Studio, and I can choose different object types, even things like that video entity that Phil created in the previous session that you guys had. I don't think we have any data in here, so it's not going to give me anything, but But obviously, any sort of workflow that we've created, we can run the report on. And so we've got some sales opportunities in here, and we'll get back some data on the stage that the opportunities are in. So that's pretty cool if you want to do some work in BI Studio. But if you're one of those end users of the system that's always getting ignored in terms of, you know, wanting to get data out of the system, wanting to do some reports, we've created something really cool with Titan here, which is the ability to create a report using a wizard. And so this will still be an RDL or a report definition language report, but end user gets to create it using a wizard rather than something like BI Studio or the SQL report builder, both of which are tools that, you know, more of a power user or developer would use.
It could be a little scary.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You got into some SQL, and you know, you've got to kind of dig pretty deep into the entity model to understand what you're doing.
Now, you've already said it a few times, right? But this is for users.
Yeah, definitely. End user.
Which is good, because I think that every dev in the universe can agree that having to satisfy every user's request for a report is a little irritating. So this is good.
Well, and I think the irritating thing a lot of times is that you go build the report, you give it to the user, and it's not what they wanted.
Yeah.
So
bring back great memories. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good. Basically, it's good for the dev, it's good for the user.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned that these are standard RDL files, so we can create these. Somebody can go into this wizard, edit the report.
He's one I created yesterday.
Switch around, yeah. So this is just a report
Back up for a second. There's something really cool there. This is actually, we won't dwell on this too much, but this is what we call our advanced find language, and it's a smart query language. So I can do stuff like, hey, I want to look at, this is like our relationship between like vineyards and plots, like the land where the vineyard is. So I could actually do stuff like, but it's clever, right? Because it knows all about that metadata. Yeah. So let's say I look at a date. It goes, hey, a date, well, these are the type of operators that I can do on a date, right? Like last, you know, 4 days. So pretty easy for users to do. And we can front end these reports with this, and this is how you build those views, right? We can also do smart stuff like that says, hey, created on, hey, that's a user. Let me just delete that one. Delete that row. And for those Microsoft people out there, you'll notice that this is a bit of a ripoff from an internal tool we have called Product Studio. I can actually go, create a by. And it's smart. It knows created by. Hey, that's a user. Is it equal to me? You remember all the times you've done a report going, I want the current logged on user, and you do this like weird SQL and all that kind of stuff. Like, now like a business user can go, yeah, just show me my stuff. Like, or stuff where it happens to equal me, for example. Sorry, Barry.
I want to say additionally, just from a totally way too attention paid aesthetic viewpoint, I really like the icons for and and or.
Yeah.
Because they make sense. They actually make sense.
Let our designer know that, And you can group stuff together. It's pretty easy,
It's neat.
So we have that for all just the regular views as well.
Yeah, one of the things, I don't know if you ever knew this, Phil, but we can actually use saved views as well.
Yeah,
so if I've got views that I've already created in the application, like I'm used to using and taking a look at things like active plots.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, and I went and did it manually again.
Yeah.
So if you have like a really cool thing for accounts, like my active accounts with nothing, and you build up this really complex view that you share around with all your colleagues and all that kind of stuff, you can then build a report from it.
Yeah. So you don't have to even figure out how to use this tool. So, you know, if I'm less of a power user, I don't have to even know what and or means on a query, which is great.
And that's something really common through our app, is we want to really look at that collaboration between really simplistic users, really advanced users, and developers as well, and just working together in this kind of ecosystem.
Yeah, for sure. Typical sort of a table layout here. I can take these items and move them around. These are my columns, and I can move them around. I can add a new column here. In this case, we'll just say the vineyard foobar column, and we can move that around, delete it. We can group by that column if we want, and demote that to a column, and.
You know, I had this working as a nice pie chart. You haven't
broken it. We're going to find out if it's broken or not. Looks like it's going to work for now. So we've added some visualizations here as well, things like bar charts, horizontal bar charts, line charts, pie charts, that kind of thing. And you can see us expanding this over time. I love the visualizations. These are the most common ones that people use, so we decided to package these in. And, you know, no need to go in here. This is just pretty standard property setting on charts that you might see in an app like Excel. We do some smart things, like we're not going to give you choices to create slices on things that aren't in your report. So it's you know, pretty easy.
We'll stop you from doing something bad.
Or just from dorking around with this for a half an hour and not getting any results. So it makes it pretty easy. So we'll go next. I'll go next again. This is going to save the report. It's going to generate an RDL on the server. And when we've done that, we can just run the report right from this form. And it will show us some of the data in here.
And there we are.
So yeah, there we are. We can drill through
some of the hectares.
Well.
And it would have taken longer just to have written the email asking for a report.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things to point out here, something that we've done a lot more of in this CRM 4 Titan release, we're using the product to build the product, which is something that we haven't always done in the past. So reporting in the past is this separate thing that we bolted onto the side in our first version. In the second version, the CRM 3.0 version, we did some great work in integrating it with SRS, but it was a kind of integration that a lot of our partners would have done around integrating CRM with an external database. This time around, our report entities in the system are actually CRM entities, so you get a lot of the security that you get with any other CRM entity, things like the row-level security that Phil was talking about earlier. So I can share a report, I can restrict permissions on the report.
Can run a workflow on reports. Every time a report gets created, run a workflow. Run some code, even, that goes and fiddles around with the report, potentially.
It dorks around
with the report, absolutely. And you just notice there, I just showed that, hey, when we're on the Vineyards entity, we can actually find all the related reports just for Vineyards, and then run those reports, and select maybe we only want to run it for, you know, these reports. We can actually go when we run it, which we actually help parameterize it as well, and go, hey, we want to run it for selected records. So that kind of stuff is really nice.
Yeah, just that in-context availability of that knowledge, that business intelligence is fantastic. So just having access to the reports here is really pretty cool. And because they're standard SRS reports, you can drop them into
like
a SharePoint site. Because there are SQL reporting services reports, I can drop them into a website like a WSS website or any kind of SharePoint website. So I can take these reports and take them out of the CRM system as well.
Instead of just having created your own.
Yeah. Like proprietary sort of report. Yeah, absolutely.
And this is all total custom entities that we just built the other day. We just threw them together like we threw together that video entity. So it's nothing to do with what we think about the CRM. This is as part of this broader demo we're in the middle of building that basically manages an entire vineyard. And this is actually the plots of land and how many hectares they each are. And it tells us stuff like when did they acquire the land and what vineyard does it belong to, and flows that right through.
And I can take those reports too. So if if there was some data that we weren't able to build on top of the report on top of, I can go back to the list of reports, and where's that Vineyard Plots report? I can actually open this up.
Do people still talk about hectares? Is that normal?
Well, it's normal in the rest of the world. Right?
Really?
Yeah. In Australia.
Yeah. Are you aware that the US is only one of three countries that don't use the metric system?
Hectares is, wow. Hectares, centimeters, that's so complicated.
I believe the other two countries are Liberia and Myanmar, formerly known as Burma.
What's that?
And they use their own system, right?
No, I think they all use imperial.
Huh. Well.
It's kind of funny that the Americans use imperial.
We'll get you guys eventually. All of the rest of the world.
Yeah, I think it literally is down to that.
So what I'm doing here is just grabbing this report. I'm going to download this. It's a report definition language report. And I'll just drop it on Phil's desktop to make his life more difficult.
I don't think there's anything saucy on my desktop. Okay.
And I can add this into BI Studio. So I can pull this into a BI Studio project, and I can edit this report. So if there's some fancy visualization, or I wanted to add an image, resize the chart, I can do that pretty easily. I can even go in here and add more data sources, so I can pull data from other databases and bring it into this report, which is all pretty cool.
So imagine that end user going, look, I've started my report, but it just doesn't work for me. Here's the link to the report. Rory, go and fix it up for you.
Make it look prettier.
But it's a really minor bit of work, probably.
It's
because they've got the data, they just want something a little bit different.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd say no.
All right. So how are we for time? I think we're good.
Are we? All right. Okay, we're good.
That's great.
Wait, no, you did the end thing, so try
the
out thing.
Yeah, I did the out thing.
Thank us
for
our time and tell us that it was a splendid...
Okay. Sorry. All right, thank you for your time. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Barry and Rory.
You're welcome, Philip.
So, yeah. That's very formal of you. I like that. We should do this more often. This isn't happening
every day. This is, happens every day. We in could, building 110.
It really does. That's all really we yeah. do as program managers. We just sit around and chat a lot. Especially during stabilization, right? Because we're not really allowed to fiddle and change anything. We just triage stuff.
Speak for
right?
yourself.
Really? Yeah. Really, in my area, they don't let me. They, like, no more changes. No more changes. Yeah. Like, is it P1 or is it P2? That's really all I do now. So I just, like, hang around. Come in
haunting.
Late. Punting bugs, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Cool.
Inches and miles rule.